barely have a quorum, but that counts.
Well, he was kind enough to come over and pick me up.
Yeah, speaking of traffic, spring break traffic, I thought it was going to take me close to 30 minutes to get to you. I got there in like 15. I was way early. So.
That I couldn't believe.
That's awesome.
He rang the doorbell and I was putting my coat on ready to walk out and wait for him to come.
Yeah, because he said 5:15.
Go ahead. I'm sorry, I interrupted.
That's okay. First order of business is consent items, 17, tax 248 minutes of the last meeting. They are attached and have been emailed out to everyone. Are there any changes or additions that anyone feels are necessary? If not, I'll entertain a motion to approve them as presented.
I motion that these minutes be approved and accepted as written.
Motion by Colin.
Second.
Second by Marlene. All those in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Thank you. Second thing, discussion items. Melissa, am I allowed to go out of order?
Yes.
Okay.
You can.
Okay, and we're going to save the Gold Star Monument and just try to knock out the Memorial Day stuff quickly. I want to go all the way to the bottom to talk about the ceremony. Memorial Day, of course, is 29 May this year, it's a Monday. I'm assuming everyone here wants to continue with our normal replaying dignified ceremony for...
Yes.
We want to do it on the Saturday before, since we don't... Saturday before is the cemetery, right?
Or they no, do it they on actually Memorial Day? Do it on Memorial Day. Okay. They do it on Memorial Day.
So should we do it on the Saturday before, or what?
I think so. Yeah. I mean, then
we still have that. We don't, the gentleman's agreement doesn't exist anymore, but...
The reality is that's an entrenched program
right.
in the community, and if we try to do something,
right.
half of the people are going to be there.
Yeah,
so we're
yeah that's my feeling as well.
Yeah.
And, Saturday's a good day anyway because, a lot of people are off Memorial Day, but some aren't. So let's just plan on Saturday morning like we've done before. One of the things, obviously, will be the new names, as far as that goes. Before we get to that point, are you guys prepared to do a flyer, brochure, poster, like, to advertise it like we've done before?
We can.
Okay.
I can work on getting some ideas.
Yeah.
And maybe you could write an article, or one of us could write an article for the for those magazines, what are they called, McKinney?
Yeah, the McKinney magazine.
They're produced in Allen.
Yeah, you know what, I need to get on that now because they probably are looking at
2 months.
Yeah.
We definitely want to do so. I may not be able to make it on that Saturday. Just a heads up.
That's okay. Do y'all think we should do pretty much like we did last year? I can get the bagpipe again. I can make a few remarks about Memorial Day, and then Colin can talk about the new names. We can lay the wreaths and play the bagpipe, and we're done.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
We'll be happy to come out again.
Sure. Absolutely. You gonna bring the water?
Yeah, we'll bring my water.
We might need the water, even though the choir's not gonna be there. We might need the water.
Well, we've
got another month, another meeting to talk about it, but I just wanted to get that out in front of us so there was any issues. If you guys want to write an article or if you want me to write one, whatever, we can coordinate on it if you want to. I will line the bagpiper up. This time, I found a free one. Not going to have to pay for it this year.
Chamber of Commerce, I think if you write a press release, we'll put something in their little thing.
Yeah. I think what we do is plan on having a poster flyer ready for the next meeting. We can actually wait until the May meeting to get it out, right? It's got a month.
But having it ready so that people can say, oh, you need to change that.
Right.
So
if y'all can put that together for the April meeting, that'd be great. And
then produce it.
And I guess we've got time to get the engraving done, I guess, right? If we agree on all the names.
Yeah, he does that quick.
Yeah, he's pretty quick on that. Okay. All right, well then, let's plan on next meeting, April, we'll sort of finalize the program, if you will, and get all that.
I'll contact the Gunner McFadder to get the ROTC.
Color Guard?
Color Guard, okay. Because they do a really great job.
That'll be super. Okay, so you get the Color Guard, I get the Piper, Tim, and they will do the usual few chairs and flags and all that. And we'll finalize all that next meeting.
Okay.
Is there anything else we can talk about?
You know that. Yeah. Okay. We'll talk about next meeting. But I think hopefully we can get a little better attendance. Every year it gets a little bigger. So we may be soon starting to think about things like helping with programs and parking and stuff like that.
When is the election? Is it somewhere?
May 2nd.
2nd, yeah.
Okay.
I don't know if any of you have been over by the park lately, but they've broken ground on that next apartment complex.
Mm. I went by the other day and I saw the storm. Stormwater runoff curtains.
Yeah, they've started moving dirt.
So it's our parking spot.
Yeah, so it's getting heavy over there now. So. Mm-hmm. All right, so that's done. We'll move back up to the next item and talk about the names. Colin, I'll turn it over to you.
Well, last week we talked about RD discovered two names. Mm-hmm. Robin Lane from Wiley was killed in the Korean War. The question was, because on his reference here, they have listed as Robert. So RD, I sent it to Melissa. RD actually got a copy of the headstone. And so the name is Robin. So we put off noting the name because we want to make sure Robin.
Sure, okay.
So I've confirmed that the name is Robin. The other gentleman was Emerson. Also killed in the Korean War. What's Emerson Amos. Amos Emerson.
Amos.
And believe he is buried in that historic cemetery that we've been talking about that's been overgrown and overlooked where all the African-American people are. And so I believe he's actually buried in that cemetery. But
okay.
So anyway, he's.
You have what you need as far as
we have documented two sources of information that he's from Collin County and that he died while serving our country.
Okay.
The other question that was open-ended was Timothy Barber, who was the young Air Force Academy cadet who was killed in the plane crash on New Year's Eve over here on Custer. And the question was, number one, he's from Collin County. He was in the Air Force Academy. He's on active duty as a cadet. So he qualifies from that perspective. The question was his name Tim or Timothy? Well, I've confirmed that the name is Timothy. So I believe the middle initial is L, but I'll confirm that as well. So the question there was the name, and so the name is Timothy. So we'll do that. And so so that's the third one. The fourth one, when we were at the sundown ceremony, Marlene, I believe, brought to my attention the parents of Christopher Woodward were there. And so his father had sent me this information back in December, and we have confirmed that he was a sergeant first class, or staff sergeant. Staff sergeant. That he was a graduate of Plano High School, and he enlisted here in Texas, and on his death certificate, he was killed in a motorcycle crash, not wearing a helmet, unfortunately.
While on active duty.
And on his death certificate or report of casualty, it lists his home of record in McKinney, Texas. So we have the two pieces of information.
Very qualified, yeah.
So
and it's Woodard, right? Not Woodward.
Yeah. Woodard, yeah.
Okay. That's all right.
I'm a little dyslexic at times.
All right. I mean, okay. I guess the question I had was, assuming we approve all these folks, is the only documentation that goes into public record your minutes that says these folks qualified and here's, okay, that's fine. Mm-hmm. I just want to make sure that's on the record. All right.
So at any rate, these four individuals meet our criteria of being from Collin County, being on active duty, and dying while in service. Two of them actually died, I think, as POWs in Korea. And one died, and the other two died in accidents.
So. Right. Okay. Well, as usual, you've done a terrific job, Colin, digging that on and documenting that. So,
and the search continues, but
based on your report, I'll entertain a motion that Robin Lane, Amos Emerson, Christopher Woodard, and Timothy Barber be approved to have their names inscribed on the Wall of Honor in accordance with the MASMD boards.
I'll make the motion to the effect that these four gentlemen be.
Motion by Mr. Lodge.
Approved. To be on the wall.
Second
by Marlene. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. No opposed. So we can see that happens between now and Memorial Day. Okay. Super. Good work, Colin.
Thank you.
All right, now we'll move on to the discussion items of the Gold Star Mining. Tim, you got an update on the bids? The
bids open tomorrow, and I actually spoke with a contractor today that verified they were going to submit a bid.
Awesome. I'm going to verify with Trist in the morning and make sure he gets one in there, too.
That was a contractor that had done some previous work for us, and he did a good job on that particular project, so I'm anxious to see their number.
Yes, all we need now is for the number to come in well.
Yes, yeah. At least we'll get a submittal.
I know, my contractor, I never told him what the number was, what our budget was. Of course, I'm sure it's public record. You can go find out if you
want to.
Yeah. But I hinted enough to see what he had in mind. And he would make our number if he submits, assuming he got all his questions answered. So, and he really wants to build it. So,
I had an informal conversation with Hamilton Doak, who's part of the Community Development Corporation, and I told him that we'd gone through two bids, and we're having a little bit of a setback, and I don't know if he shared that with the board, but I'm assuming that maybe after next week, maybe the two of you and I may be able to consider going to one of their meetings and giving them an update.
And I talked to the mayor Saturday, and because he asked about how to, I said, you've seen the report about the bids and council meetings, so you know what's going on. I said, we're struggling to find somebody to build it. So he said he understands, and to keep you posted, so I'll do that.
So unfortunately, we won't get that flag plaza built until after that.
Yeah, he said that, but he said, I'll still come back and be there for the ceremony. So that's
we'll
good.
Make a point of making sure everybody understands that he played a major role in it.
Yeah, exactly. And I also saw the email track where he said it's about a 4-month turnaround to get the monument.
Yeah, I copied you, Colin. Yeah. He said that normally it's about 4 months.
But he might be able to expedite that since he's got a monument.
He happens to have a monument more or less in stock.
Right.
But he needs the artwork.
Right.
So told him, it is open tomorrow at 2:00. As soon as we come to an agreement with the successful bidder and get a contract signed, we hope to submit the artwork.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, well, I'll have the artwork. It's just ready to go to whoever. Yeah, I prefer to send it directly to him so that he can say, oh, I need this file size or this format, or,
just copy me when you send it.
What I'll end up doing is they're so big, I'll probably have to put them in a Dropbox. And then send them a link to Dropbox.
Okay. All right. So, is there any other information we need to discuss with regard to the monument at this point?
So we could be looking at an August, September completion.
Conceivably, yeah.
Mother Nature, you never know.
Yeah, you never know.
Well, I'll tell you this, just I'm virtually certain that Woody will be in town in October for Skyball.
Right.
And it would probably be easy on everybody.
Good time for dedication if we
can get it done. We shoot for in October.
Yeah. But all hinges on tomorrow at 2 o'clock, I think, at this point. So.
Yes. Very okay. Important.
Well, we'll hope for the best. Go home and pray about it. What else? I think that's all on that. Are there any citizen comments?
Yes, I was hoping to propose, we were hoping to propose to PAR that we put a wreath on April the 6th for World War I as a memorial. Mm-hmm. If y'all wouldn't mind if we do that, and I'll go out there from the DAR. It is a date to honor the American entry into World War I. And we wanted to place a wreath out there honoring our entry into World War I.
Are you going to advertise that at all? Or?
We weren't going to advertise, but I was hoping they would get something with the Chamber of Commerce. Mm-hmm. They did tell me that if we did some type of report to them that we could possibly put it in.
Okay.
That's on a weekday.
It's on a weekday, so I thought maybe we could do it maybe at sundown or maybe around 6 o'clock. And I was going to send a memo to the American Legion and to the VFW.
Yeah, I can make sure the VFW post knows about it. I mean,
ours is Tuesday.
You're going to have a ceremony for the World War I veterans that are on the wall.
It's
kind of just a commemoration of the beginning of our entry in the war.
The whole entry, we were going to just probably
commemorate.
Commemoration.
I can make a list available too.
Yeah, that'd be great if you could. And then we have our region go up there and stand and make a speech.
I'll give you the name of the head of the Fort Worth Aviation Museum and his contact information. He's on the National Committee for commemorating World War I.
Good. That would be great. Yeah, Candy Hanlon, our main person over in Fort Worth, she probably knows him. I could probably contact her too. But.
Yeah, contact. His name is Jim Hodgson, okay. Hodgson.
Okay.
And if you want, I'll give you the information here for the meeting.
That would be great.
There's two
American Legion posts.
But I'll handle, I'm the vice commander for the post 110.
Okay.
So I'll handle that. We're meeting next Tuesday, so I'll make them aware.
Okay.
I'll take care of it.
The three guys that usually show up.
Church,
right, that's us.
And then
the American Legion. That's the original. That's Jimmy Gaius, post 196.
Okay.
So, our post is the non-smoking post.
Exactly. Post 96 is.
It's terrible. I know why there's two posts.
Yeah,
it's
terrible. My parents are in the Legion in Fort Worth. Yeah, that's a big issue.
But yeah, and I'll sort of be my grandfather. My dad's dad was a doughboy. He was there. So.
I had a great.
That is Garrison cap and his. They call them putties. They're leggings they used to wear.
I have a picture. Townsend, is he with
Gary Townsend?
Gary Townsend, yeah.
He's with the VFW post.
Yeah.
VFW.
He's our adjutant. Yes.
Yeah, his wife is with the DAR now.
Okay.
Our group. And I was trying to get her to get him interested in maybe coming to some of our meetings so that we can maybe have one of you guys come and speak to our meeting.
Oh, I'd be happy to do that.
Yeah, we'd love to have y'all come out and speak.
Okay. Be happy to do that.
Yeah, it'd be a great deal. And then maybe, we can get more of y'all interested in coming to some of our things and speaking.
Okay.
In fact, our next speaker, which is this Saturday, is one of our members, but she is a wine expert. She's going to talk about wines and the time of...
Is there going to be a sampling?
The effect of wine on the American Revolution? Or what?
Yeah, they're in the American Revolution, okay. So I don't know if she can bring any for us to sample or not.
Okay. Yeah, that's any good speaker would do that.
Yeah, I'm sure you're better for it.
All right.
So some of y'all would like to come out, and any of y'all just come on out.
Okay.
But the other thing, other than that meeting, I want to get your approval on is also on the 26th and, during the week again, on the 29th and 30th of March, not in April, but in March, they're doing a major celebration of Vietnam, too, for the year, according to the Vietnam Commemoration Committee, the 50th Anniversary Committee up in Washington. And y'all don't have anything planned then, do you?
No.
So maybe some of the VFW and American Legions want to do something then.
Well, I know our post does, something every year.
So I'd like to talk to y'all about that.
Okay.
Outside of this committee.
Sure.
Sometime.
Okay.
I'd like to talk to y'all.
Okay.
I'm going to make note. Do you have any information you can share on this timeline thing? Because I think it would be good for us to put on Facebook a reminder on our Veterans Memorial page on Facebook.
Okay.
Like that.
On Vietnam, it's the 29th and 30th, the 50th Anniversary Commission in Washington, D.C. is doing a celebration, and they're running all of the partners in the 50th anniversary to kind of do a celebration, the 29th and 30th of March.
And where would you do the celebration at?
They just suggest that you do some type of commemoration at that time.
Oh, so
that's the 50th anniversary of your entrance into the
Well, it's already been.
It's the 51st this year.
I've been doing the 50th anniversary for several years.
Oh, okay.
That's what the part that I'm having struggling with trying to figure out.
Yeah, I've been doing it for several years now through this partnership. That's why we have the flag and all that. But they're still celebrating the 50th anniversary.
How long are we going to celebrate the 50th anniversary?
I think until the 50th.
Until the 52nd?
Until the 50th year of the leaving Saigon, which is another 8 years away.
You're probably right.
I think it's a 50, I saw something, it's like a 10-year deal.
Yes.
And so every year it's 50 years.
On the site that I can bring up, I've got 10 different videos I can show to y'all too.
If memory serves me correct, it was around the 4th or the 5th of March when the first ground troops, in 65, when the first ground troops.
And then 68 was when we were there in the heaviest time.
68 was Tet,
yeah.
And that day in April again was the 6th, she said.
The day that we want to do that is the 6th of April.
Thursday, okay.
And I thought around dusk, around 6 o'clock, maybe 6 would be a good
time. They're not saving time then, so it'll be a little later.
That's this weekend, yeah. We cut one end off the blanket and sew it on the other end and think that we got more time.
Okay, anything else?
Now those are the two things I've got for now, but we'll help you out.
Thank you for bringing that.
And we'll help you out probably again in the fall on November 11th, and that's the next thing on the schedule with y'all.
So
other than the Gold Star, whenever that happens.
So for the 29th and 30th,
No, we haven't even scheduled anything, but I've got to go with the VFW and American Legion and see what if they want to do anything.
Okay.
We typically do something. We do a thing around the flagpole and post.
You talked to Don Rausch with the Vietnam Veterans of America chapter here.
I haven't talked to him lately, but
he would be a good person.
Okay.
Because they're focused 100% on Vietnam. Don's a member of our Legion Post, and all he does is come to recruit people.
Okay, next item is Board of Commissioner comments. Does anyone here have anything to put out for the good of the order?
I just forgot it.
Well, I'll talk about this while you're thinking.
All right.
April 22nd is the annual Greater Dallas Military Foundation Ball, which typically, it rotates among the services. This year happens to be the Navy year, so It's actually, they changed the name of it. It's now called the Patriots Ball. It used to be the
military
ball. Patriots Ball now, the idea is that we're trying to engage the civilian population to a greater extent in support of this event and the causes that it supports. So there are many sponsorship opportunities available, and if you have a chance to go, it'd be great to support that. I have a table, and it's not full yet, so if any of you are really interested in going to a formal event,
And what's the dress. Price? What's the price of the...
Well, if you sit at my table, you're not paying it. But the sponsors are just a regular attendee. Let's see it. $250. This will be, I don't know if I'm familiar with it, there'll be 1,000 people here, and the Senator Kay Bailey Hutchison is the honoree this year. She's receiving the Patriots Award. The Gatlin Brothers Band is the first entertainment, and then there's a really cool Dallas-based swing band that's going to play dance music for the rest of the time.
And where will it be?
At the Hyatt Regency Downtown Reunion Center. And we are fully expecting the Chief of Naval Operations to be here, as well as a number of other 1, 2, 3, and 4 star folks.
Kay well deserves it. And she, by the way, was one of the founders of Frontiers of Flight Museum.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, we're proud to be able to honor her for that.
I may call you as soon as I
take
know.
Take one of these, and if you have any questions or issues, let me know.
If we may sit at your table, yeah, I'd be appreciated.
I okay. do have. Did you remember what you wanted?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. At our retirement community, there's a assisted living a building that's going to be dedicated on the 15th, which is next Wednesday. And the young lady over there has asked me to get some of the veterans to raise their flag and have a flag raising ceremony next Wednesday morning at 0900. And I'm just trying to think, do I have a bugler come and play attention, or what's the ceremony of a flag raising?
Yeah, in a Navy you call it to colors.
Colors, right? Well, there's a bugle call to mm-hmm. colors, isn't there?
Yeah, absolutely.
What was the name of the young man that we used who...
Where's my little spreadsheet? His name is on that spreadsheet, which I just cleared out my book because it's a new year.
I can send George the sheet. George,
here,
I can...
Here. Okay. Where's my bugler? Austin Bowers. His father's name is Gene, and the phone number's 972-974-2667.
Okay.
And if Austin can't do it, you know, he's a member of that organization, Bugles Across America.
Yeah.
And you can find one there too.
What is it called?
Bugles Across America. And there's a website for that. Buglesacrossamerica.com.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Anything else?
In line with what Barry mentioned, we're doing a similar event for Collin County to this on the 20th of May, which is Armed Forces Day weekend. The proceeds will go to the Military Veteran Peer Network, which is a part of the Texas Veterans Commission, and the proceeds are dedicated for basically emergency relief funds, mm-hmm. basically, for indigent veterans and their dependents here in Collin County that we come into contact through the Veterans Treatment Court, through the mental health authorities, and through the different peer-to-peer outreach
what is
programs.
This a, what kind is this?
It's a barbecue. It's informal, so no black tie. we have a band called Texoma Highway. We have Papa's barbecue is donating the barbecue to feed 500 people. And
what's the date?
May 20th.
Where?
It's at the Rock Creek Ranch, which is off of Lake Forest, north of McKinney, between McKinney and Prosper. And anyway, another part of the proceeds will go to the Collin County Fallen Warrior Portrait Project, which to me is an extension of what we do here. And so at any rate, would I be out of line of putting, at the appropriate time, putting an announcement on our Veterans Memorial page? Would that be?
I don't know.
What does the board think about?
How does that work, since it's a city board?
Yeah.
Wait, could you put other commemorative?
We probably could, but we have
ceremonies.
We've kept it strictly.
Strictly relative to. So it's just a thought, just a question. I thought I'd.
Yeah, at the bottom of it, you might put something like that.
Because are we sponsoring? Can I take a picture of that? Just put it in my head. Because we're not sponsoring it.
Yeah.
And what, you know, because we do, if we put this on there, do we put everything on there? You know, what's
that's what you open up.
Yeah.
Yeah, that you do open up. But.
I mean, yeah.
Well.
Because it's the
being an administrator of the board, that's enough reason for me to say it's probably not a good idea.
Yeah, I think we'll hold off on that.
But
you know, if at some point in the future the scope of this board changes to more of a veterans board as opposed to a memorial board, right, then I would think it would be more appropriate. But right now, with the scope that we have, I think it's probably not.
I think it's, yeah, because something. Once you do it, then the VFW posts says, hey, we put our,
and we'll put every fish fry on there.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, okay. Anyway, I'll be selling tickets. If anybody's would like to purchase a table, we have sponsorships similar to this as well. We're bringing in distinguished veterans, and any veteran we're encouraging to wear a uniform if they can. I can't wear mine anymore, but my son can still fit in his uniform, so he's coming. He's now a veteran since he's off active duty.
Cool.
$25 a piece, and we have various table sponsorships. We're working on that. I want to wait till Friday. We have our meeting to define those levels.
Okay.
And it starts out about $7,500 down to $500. What I don't know is how many seats are, you know, associated with each one. So.
Okay.
Anything else?
Did you want to discuss that gravesite? The one that needs, they were talking about the fence and the media and all that.
I guess the guys that know more about that aren't here.
I know. He asked us to bring it up, but
I don't know what to say. I mean, I've talked to RD about it. I'm interested from the perspective, is there anybody buried in there that needs to be on our wall?
Should just be recognized, yeah.
And, yeah, that one.
And RD has told me that he's been through, he grew up here, so he, mm-hmm. They used to call the place Casket Woods when he was a kid. But he's researched. Now this one young man we just added,
right,
we believe he's buried in there.
Mm-hmm.
He's very confident that, you know, there's not a veteran in there that's eligible to be on our wall that's buried in it. There needs to be veterans in there. But anyway, I thought it wouldn't hurt for me to go make a second chat, you know, a second set of eyes.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, even if they're not eligible to be on the wall, I'm interested if there's, somebody told me there's some Buffalo soldiers buried back in there.
Yeah, that's what I think that was written up in the local Gazette.
Yeah, and so.
Do you have all of the three-part series of that article?
No. I don't even know where this place is.
Oh, it's right east of Pecan Square on that.
Pecan, you mean the cemetery?
Back road.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I'll. Is it down in that low area that Don Day bought that's gotten in trouble?
You remember when you used to get to the landfill?
Yeah.
The old McKinney landfill? It's on that road.
Okay.
Right now they're bringing a big road through there. You'll see all the construction.
Yeah, they're bringing a big highway to divert the trucks from industrial, I think. Mm-hmm.
But my interest, and it's kind of outside the scope of the board, is to
historian.
Yeah, if there's some Buffalo soldiers, I think it'd be nice to go back and retrace. Hey, he was in this unit at this time, and they were involved in this area, and you know. So I'd like to at least create some sort of record of that. And so that's personally, you know. But you know, just one more double check to see if there's any.
I would recommend that you get a hold of the Gazette and find out who bylined the three-part series. Now, I happen to have them at home.
Okay.
Sorry, I forgot.
It's in the Courier Gazette?
In the Courier Gazette. Call them and ask for who did the byline. And when I get home, I'll send it to you also on email, and then you can get the articles from them.
Is it private property, or what's...
No.
It's owned by a subsidiary of Pecan Memorial Cemetery.
But they never...
Then how come they're not spending any time and money to fix it?
I don't know.
They don't have any money.
I know that.
You answered your own
question. Well, yes, but... They could be leading the charge, you know what I mean?
to raise the money, yeah.
But there was no eternal care contract with anybody that was buried there.
Mm-hmm. So that's what those guys had mentioned was mm-hmm. to bring out this?
Okay. I understand it was wildly overgrown. Mm-hmm. Somebody said they actually removed tombstones and can't remember where to put them back. Mm-hmm. I have a hard time accepting that. It's like, if you're going to clean it up and you're going to remove a tombstone, like you could put it back,
right.
You know.
Right.
You would think.
But
I can send you a Google map of the location. You know,
when
you're coming into McKinney on Highway 5,
uh-huh.
and Pecan Memorial has that wrought iron fence that faces McDonald's Highway 5. As soon as you hit the edge of that fence, there's a road that goes down to it.
I
don't know if due to the construction you can still access it, but I can find out tomorrow and drive over there.
That's going to be a pretty good sized road dumping into 5, isn't it?
That's a detour to get people off of 5 on 546 to airport. Mm. It's a huge, They're putting on columns up for the bridges right
there. Yeah,
here.
I see. I live that's where I live, is over there
on Highway 5.
Retirement community.
Mm-hmm. And you live right past Oak Street Nursery.
I live just east of the Oak Street Nursery, which is in Fairview, and then we're in McKinney because the boundary jigs and jags around down there. There's no straight line.
So you live across the street from Oak Street because there's another retirement.
No, I live on the east side of Oak Street Nursery, and there's a big apartment building that's just been built on the other side. I don't know what's going to happen to traffic, but that's where we are.
Yeah, before we adjourn, I got one other thing. I got a nice thank you card here from the Amateur Radio Club, set up on the...
They were here last.
Yeah, they were here last time, so they just sent us a nice thank you card. We passed that around.
Yeah, that was yours.
Oh, that was mine. Okay. Thank you. Super.
I want to see what he wrote for you.
Just put my name on it. All right. If there's nothing else, then I'll entertain a motion to adjourn the meeting. You have a motion?
We adjourn the meeting.
Call a motion about a second. Marlene's seconding every motion today. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
We're adjourned. Thank you.
Colin, can I copy that flyer? Is that a current one?
Yeah. Can we sign?
No, one's for Paul and one's for you. So this is going to be yours. Just so I can put it in the minutes about discussion, does that give a little detail? Is that a previous one there?
That's a draft one. We still have some things to do to it.
You think the title will change? Okay, I'm just going to have that so I can write about it. And Colin, I'll need you to sign this. Do you have a pen? You're going to sign those minutes there.